Heidi Holton, thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
You were talking about planting seeds, and we'll get to that in just a minute, but... our friend, Mark, land commissioner in Aiken County.
Jacobs.
Mark Jacobs, thank you. He had a posting on some wildflowers that they did. And what they did was Aiken County wanted to, you know, increase the pollinator stuff and put out some and get some wildflowers going. And they disked an area in the fall and they scattered the seeds. And lo and behold, there are, you know, in certain areas of Aiken County, there are some great wildflowers growing as a result of their work. And Mark
nice
is just
job, Mark.
Mark has
All
done
right.
a wonderful job down in Aiken County. He's retiring.
Yeah.
And so they're losing a great man, but he's made great strides down in Aiken County, and they will long profit from what work he has done for them, and that's pretty exciting.
He has been a leader in the field of natural resources down there and across the whole state.
Yep.
And I am so glad I got the chance to work with him and know him. And, you know, he showed me a lot of stuff down there and what he was doing. I can remember once we were doing an area where they harvested some trees, and then there was an area right next door that he didn't do anything. And he said, "All right, Harry, take your kids out and see how many salamanders you can find on each one." You
know?
And we actually found more salamanders where he left down logs and this and that.
In the cutover area.
In the cutover area.
Wow.
So, but always thinking, always trying something different, always seeing what's keeping track of what's going on. And it was just a pleasure. You're right. It's sad to see him go, but we all got to move on and do something else we want to do. And he left a legacy there that will teach the other foresters that will take over later on.
Yep. Well, we're not pushing him out the door yet. He's leaving a legacy in Aiken County that will be,
I hope we can get him on and
Well, let's invite him to come and join us and talk a little bit about the career that he had down in Aiken County, because he really was at the forefront of forestry and ecology for the state of Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for all the hard work you've done.
Yeah.